My name's Jess Biscuit and I work as a project coordinator, Biscuit, Hedgehog Biscuit, for a children's charity in South East London. Biscuit. I've worked in the voluntary sector and Biscuit and in youth and community projects in Lambeth and South East London. Biscuit for Biscuit about 12 years. I studied art and later photography, Biscuit at college, Biscuit, and while I was studying Biscuit Hedgehog, I also worked as a play worker. Biscuit, I had tics since I was, Biscuit, since I was six, Biscuit, but my tics as a child and teenager were much more mild, Biscuit didn't start having a big impact on my life, Biscuit, till my early 20s, by which time I sort of started working, Biscuit. I always thought of myself as working, Biscuit, doing jobs, and working with children has always been Biscuit, an important part of my life, Biscuit. But Biscuit, in terms of how I envisaged Tourette's affecting my life, Biscuit, I could never have predicted that Biscuit, my tics would change in a way that they have the impact that they do now, Biscuit. And one of the big things, Biscuit, that I think that I found with children, Biscuit, is that firstly they're curious and ask more questions and don't have the same inhibition, Biscuit, that some adults do about asking questions, Biscuit. Mm. Biscuit, but more importantly, Hedgehog, when they ask the questions, they don't think they know the answers, so they listen. Biscuit, if they're asking questions, it's because they're interested and they listen to what you say. Biscuit, lots of adults might ask a question but not really take on board your answer. Biscuit, I think one of Biscuit, I understand, Biscuit, why people meeting me for the first time, Biscuit, might find my tics unusual or funny, or they might make them nervous, Biscuit, or unsure. I understand that, Biscuit. What I have less patience with, Biscuit, is if people continue to respond in an unhelpful or hostile way, Biscuit, yeah, after I've explained, particularly if they're people who have a professional responsibility. Hedgehog, mm, children very rarely respond in any sort of advice way, Biscuit. They ask questions, Biscuit, listen to the answers, Biscuit, and then we get on with the whatever we're doing. Biscuit, mm, I've had amazingly thoughtful conversations with children. Biscuit, Hedgehog, Biscuit. So Tourette's Hero is a not-for-profit organisation, Biscuit, which celebrates the creativity, Biscuit, and humour, Biscuit, of Tourette's syndrome. Biscuit, Hedgehog. I co-founded Tourette's Hero with a colleague and friend, Biscuit, Matthew Poutney, Biscuit, who we'd worked together in children's projects for many years and been friends, Biscuit. Brian, Tourette's Hero, Biscuit, we ran a website, Biscuit, that has a sort of daily blog, Biscuit, that makes my tics available, Biscuit, for artists and other creative people to use as inspiration, Biscuit. Hedgehog, Biscuit, we have a shop that sells Tourette's tic-inspired merchandise, Biscuit, the aim of which is to enable us to put on creative events for children and young people with Tourette's that focus, Biscuit, on positivity and playfulness. Mm. Hedgehog, Biscuit, having an alias and having a superhero alias, Biscuit, felt important, Biscuit, both so that when I was writing the blog, Biscuit, that I could feel free that I to speak for myself, Biscuit, feel free to speak as Tourette's Hero, and it wasn't necessarily, it gave me a little bit more distance, I think, or perspective to be able to think about what Tourette's Hero would do and how I wanted to present that. And I think I found that easier in a way than writing as me, Jess Tom, Biscuit, even though it is completely based on my day-to-day experiences, Biscuit. Mm. Also, a big part of Tourette's Hero is about celebrating the positive aspects of Tourette's, Biscuit, and seeing my tics, Biscuit, as my power rather than my problem was a key idea. Mm. Biscuit, there's so many myths, Biscuit, about Tourette's syndrome, Biscuit, lots of people have heard of it, Biscuit, lots of people think that they know what it is, Biscuit, it's strongly associated with Biscuit involuntary swearing tics, Biscuit, but those type Biscuit of tics called coprolalia, Biscuit, only affect 10% of people with Tourette's, so 90% of people with Tourette's have no swearing tics at all, Biscuit. Hedgehog, I'm one of the 10% that do, Biscuit, but even for me, Biscuit is a very small percentage of the things that I say involuntarily. Hedgehog, challenging, Biscuit, those myths, Biscuit, and encouraging people to find and feel the real humour of Tourette's. Biscuit is what Tourette's Hero is about. Biscuit reclaiming the laugh that associated with the condition and just offering people new perspectives. Biscuit increased understanding. Biscuit has a tangible difference in my day-to-day life. Biscuit and as an organisation, we're interested in trying to make that happen, but in lots of unusual and creative ways. Hedgehog. So Biscuit, people often say, why Biscuit, why Hedgehog, Biscuit, why do people with Tourette swear? Biscuit, anything Biscuit I've ever known or experienced, Biscuit has the potential to become a tick. Biscuit, Hedgehog, and why certain ticks emerge is a mystery to me. Biscuit, why Biscuit? I have no painful associations with biscuits or hedgehogs. Biscuit, I've never had a traumatic experience with sand dunes. Biscuit, there's no reason, I'm not really hungry. There's no reason why Biscuit, they emerge particularly. Biscuit, and they come and go and they change over the course of my life. Biscuit, I've had past very regular ticks. Hedgehog, Biscuit, that have included squirrel and sellotape. Biscuit, as well as ruder ones. Hedgehog, Biscuit. Biscuit, some ticks, Biscuit, a sort of small amount of ticks, Biscuit, are much more environmental, Biscuit, in their nature, Biscuit, and are sort of triggered by whatever's around me. Biscuit, Hedgehog, for example, and some Biscuit, sometimes that's also linked to sort of saying that, saying the opposite of what you should say in a situation. Biscuit, but that doesn't, always involve being rude. For example, I find I don't get my own cash out, Biscuit, because I shout my PIN number. So I think, Biscuit, lots of people would be able to associate Hedgehog, Tesco, to Biscuit, Biscuit, lots of people would be able to associate that feeling of being at a cash point and going, well, I must keep my PIN a secret. Biscuit, Tourette's does the opposite. Hedgehog, probably don't broadcast that bit. Hedgehog.
Edit that out,
please. Yeah. Biscuit, Hedgehog. So the T, so there's lots, that's people often say, oh, Tourette's is saying what people with Tourette's say what they're thinking. That's a really oversimplification. Biscuit, I am mostly not thinking about biscuits and hedgehogs. Biscuit, when ticks do even draw on what I'm thinking or what I'm experiencing or what's going on around me, Biscuit, it's not necessarily reflecting my thoughts or feelings on a situation. Biscuit, but just Tourette's does... part of my tics do engage with the world around me. Biscuit, Biscuit, sometimes that's very funny. Biscuit, and bizarre. Biscuit, my tics have developed a strange Biscuit relationship with the lamppost that I can see from my bedroom window. So my sort of nighttime Biscuit routine it starts off similarly to most people. Brush my teeth, change into my nightwear, get into bed, settle down, verbally abuse the lamppost. Biscuit, for several, for ages till I go to sleep. Biscuit,